This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Bacon-Martin, editor of What's Up Found in Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Doing a little spring happy dance.
Because it's spring.
Because it's spring. And, you know, spring means music. In yes. parks and on patios, music in the air.
Indoors, outdoors, just about everywhere.
And this is a very musical weekend. So, we're going to run through about six or seven different things. Hang on.
I'm hanging.
Airmen of note.
From the Air Force.
They are one of eight performing units of the United States Air Force Band. And they are the premier jazz ensemble, and they're going to be all over our listening area this weekend and next week.
Going to be at Springdale. I think they're going to be in Fort Smith. Why don't you tell us where they're going to be?
I think I will. They're going to be in Fort Smith at 7:30 on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be in Springdale at 7 o'clock on Wednesday.
At the Springdale High School?
Yes, at the Springdale High School. And a whole mass of other places that we'll talk about after we talk about Senior Master Sergeant Joe Jackson of Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the musical director and plays lead trombone. I'm fascinated how people end up in military bands. He was playing, after he attended the University of North Texas, he was playing with the Maynard Ferguson Band.
Now, of course, if anyone knows about North Texas, their music department is renowned.
Right.
In Denton, Texas, yeah.
And so he was playing with the Maynard Ferguson Band and was contacted by the Airmen of Note and asked to audition.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
You don't enlist first and then?
No. Oh. No, you are asked to audition.
And let's say then they say you're good enough at trombone to be in, then you enlist?
And then you enlist, and then you go to basic training at Lackland Air Force Base, Texas.
I bet when he joined the Maynard Ferguson Band, he didn't have to go through basic training.
He says they have to do everything. Well, the quote is, we're airmen first and musicians second.
Wow.
So they have to do everything that any other Air Force officer has to do. And they perform 2 to 3 weeks in the spring. Then they perform a summer concert series in D.C. And then they perform all during the fall. And they host the Jazz Heritage Series, which has people like Al Jarreau playing.
Mm-hmm.
And they record. And they play state funerals and presidential parade, the inauguration
right.
parade. And yeah. And so getting to see them for free
mm-hmm.
is pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the rundown.
Give it to me.
7 o'clock Saturday at the Connor Performing Arts Center in Little Rock.
Okay.
8 o'clock Sunday at the Jones Performing Arts Center at Wachita Baptist University in Arkadelphia.
Uh-huh.
7:30 Monday at Reynolds Performance Hall at UCA.
Okay.
7:30 Tuesday at the Stubblefield Center at the University of Arkansas in Fort Smith.
Uh-huh.
And 7 o'clock Wednesday at the Springdale High School Performing Arts Center. All of those performances are free. They do ask that you have tickets. So like for the Springdale performance, contact KUAF or KERM Radio.
Okay.
At UA Fort Smith, 788-7300, their regular box office. And you can find all the rest of the location numbers in What's Up Today.
Okay.
Now, coming Saturday for two shows to the Walton Arts Center, one of the great jazz guitarists of our time.
Who's 23.
His name's Julian Lage, and Kyle and I are depressed now. I'm not a big jazz fan.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't let anybody hurt me.
Okay.
I'm interested in this guitarist. The performance he's doing is based on a fictional town,
mm-hmm.
Gladwell.
Right.
Sounds really interesting. It's his second album to be released April 26th.
I've heard it because there was a promotional copy that made its way into the station, and it's really good. It's really good.
And it's really interesting that he's 26, and his first album was nominated for a Grammy.
And two shows
mm-hmm.
at the Star Theater in Walton Arts Center.
8 and 10 on Saturday. Tickets are $16 to $30, 443-5600. If you're over in the Harrison side of our listening area,
mm-hmm.
there's a music festival called Dizzo happening starting at 1 o'clock on Saturday at Minnie Harris Park.
It's called what now?
Dizzo.
As in, how's that spelled?
D-E-E-Z-O.
Just like it sounds.
No, I don't know why.
Okay.
But I do know that the Ja Kings are playing and a bunch of other bands, including Knife Death, Snake Fighter. I wish you could see Kyle's face. Susie Trash, The Milk-Eyed Monsters, Space Tones, and Bringers of the Dawn. How about a band called Airborne Toxic Event?
They're going to be here.
They are. They're a Los Angeles rock band. They've played at Lollapalooza. Mm-hmm. They played at the Voodoo Music Experience in New Orleans. They're going to be here for a free show at 9 o'clock Tuesday at the Greek Theater on the University of Arkansas campus. The opening band for Airborne Toxic Event is called Rough Drafts with a Z.
I like that.
They're local. They won a campus battle of the bands. So doors open at 8 o'clock.
All right.
Okay. Let's get a little more...
Traditional?
Yes. Okay. That's a perfect word. Tuesday, starting at the Walton Arts Center for 8 shows, 100 Years of Broadway.
Right.
A musical review with 5 Broadway stars whose names you will not recognize, but they've played some major roles because, you know, who knows the name of the Phantom of the Opera.
Right.
And they'll do music from Phantom and Cats and Les Mis and Jesus Christ Superstar and more. And shows are at 7 Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 8 o'clock next Friday, 2 and 8 on Saturday, and 2 and 7 next Sunday. And tickets start at $23.
And one of those shows, some local people will be on stage with them who won a contest.
Yes.
And have a chance to sing with them on stage.
Yes. So that'll be fun. Hayes Carl.
Love Hayes Carl.
You know he's going to be in town.
When is he going to be in town?
He's going to be in town on Wednesday.
At George's?
Mm-hmm. He has a new album.
Yes, he does.
Do you know what the new album the title means?
Well, it's an old military slang because it's, what is it, YMAG?
KMAG.
Which, figure out, it's Kiss.
Yeah, huh?
Right.
Guys.
Right.
YOYO, you're on your own.
Right. It's an old military term, like FUBAR or SNAFU.
Yeah,
right.
And I'm all excited about this, so you'll be hearing this phrase from me now. He will be at George's on Wednesday, and tickets to the 9 o'clock show are $12.
One of the best songwriters in America right now, Hayes Carl.
And just because we need to remind you, everybody knows it's Kite Festival time, and the Kite Festival at Turpentine Creek in Eureka Springs is this Saturday, 10 to 4.
That's tomorrow.
Go have fun.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.